The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but they do not understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen. I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, this evening you've been listening to something very, very familiar, the parable of the sower. So what? How does it apply to us? Or more important, what do I make of it? What is the gospel saying to me this evening? What is the gospel saying to you who are listening or looking at this mass? What about the seed that fell by the path, or the seed that fell on rocky ground, and so on? Well, I was thinking along the other day when I was out walking, what I might say this weekend on the gospel, knowing that it was the parable of the sower and the seed. And I was thinking how God is coming into my life every moment of the day, is in my life every moment of the day. And every hour of my life is a gift from God, and it's a gift full of opportunities. And how I use each and every hour, and consequently every day of my life, is very, very important. Now also, he speaks there about some people who hear the word are choked by looking back and worried about, you know, things that happened in the past, and perhaps lost opportunities and missed opportunities, or who don't hear it because they're so busy about other things that don't really matter. And applying that to myself, I don't know about you, but I was talking to somebody this morning. We were discussing, and this person asked me, do you feel, as we go through this time of the lockdown and the partial opening and maybe being locked down again, and all the, all the division between what the politicians are saying and what the doctors and science is saying, how do you feel about all that? And I was saying, well, you know, confused might be a word, or at times irritable. And I find myself perhaps getting upset over little things that don't really matter in the long run. And I think these things are happening to us that we may not be even aware of. So how then are we going to deal with, if you apply the gospel to see and put it a different way, to what is happening at the moment? So we're going through the midst of a pandemic, and at the moment, on a daily basis, none more so than this present day, when the numbers of people being diagnosed as being positive is increasing all the time. Just enormous numbers. I can't recall them all, but the numbers seem to be higher and higher and higher every day in places like Florida and Texas, and also here in California, and it is very worrying. And There's a fear there. There's a fear. People are afraid. So how are we going to deal with this? Well, I think we have to look in deep into our own hearts. And it is really a challenge at the moment. And people are saying, I hope we get back to some kind of normality. I'm looking forward to when we get back to what is normal. And I hope we don't get back to what was normal before. Now, I say that because I was reading something about wisdom. We need to be wise at this time. Wisdom in the time of crisis. Wisdom in the time of a pandemic. And wisdom is something that I ask the Lord for. I ask the Lord every morning of my life to give me insight, to see what is important and what is not important, to give me the gift of wisdom and understanding. And so hopefully, going through the pandemic and what happens after the pandemic, hopefully it will be a new beginning. Now, a new beginning more often happens, not when something new begins, but when something old falls apart. So I don't see for a long, long time that we'll be going back to our old ways of life. And so that is when we got to stop and think, how am I going to go on from here? And I got to realize that God put me in this world for one reason, and that one reason is to love. And so it's time for us all, perhaps, to change our attitudes. Now, isn't it, some people might say, is it a coincidence? Or is it just chance? Or is it part of God's plan? And I'm inclined to think it's very much part of God's plan. There's a tremendous change taking place here in this country at the world, and not only in this country. It began here, but it's spreading throughout the world. And that change is the way we see other people. Because we've been so, it's easy to use the word racist, but we've been so judgmental in the past, looking at people who are of a different color, a different race, and very often looking down on them as if they are not quite as good as we are. We're all the same. We're all creatures of God. We're all part of God's creation, and everything God makes is beautiful. So each and every person in this world is beautiful. So we got to see people in a different way. We're experiencing a lot of discomfort at this time. So let's begin to dream, and not only to dream, but to put it into practice of a new normality, where we look at the problems and the things we did in the past and how wrong they were, and make a decision. We're not going to let that happen anymore. We all need to look into our own hearts. Have I been racist, judgmental in my life? And I'd have to say yes in many ways. Yes. Yes. Because I grew up in Ireland where we were very conscious of the history of our country and how we were treated by our neighbors. And so it was all part of our life from the day we were born. We don't like to use the word hate, but we had a great dislike for our neighbors. Fortunately, today, that has changed. So we need to wake up and try and build a new order, a new world, when this pandemic is over. Now, and I want to finish off this evening with a lovely poem written by a lady called Lynn Ungar. And it was written especially for these days of pandemic. And this is what she wrote. And she wrote this actually at the very beginning of the pandemic. At that time, not, I suppose, aware or realizing how bad it was going to be. So in the very first moments of the coronavirus, she envisioned a way of responding to the crisis with love and not fear. That's important, with love. And the wisdom of this poem goes far beyond the circumstances of the pandemic and may it serve us as a guide as we embark on the work in front of us and ahead of us, striving to eradicate the viruses of white supremacy and systemic injustice in this country and in the world. So let's pause for a moment and think how many people in this country are unjustly treated. We're not just talking about black people, but many people. Many people don't get what I may call a fair deal, not just here, but in many places. They do not get a fair deal. We see injustice happening all around us. Just think of yesterday. Somebody who lied, committed perjury, and was sentenced to 3 years or more in prison is told, oh, forget about it, go free. Justice. So the poem on the pandemic. What if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath the most sacred of times? Well, that's hard to understand, that we would consider the pandemic as the most sacred of times. Cease from travel, cease from buying and selling, give up just for now on trying to make the world different than it is. But on the other hand, sing, pray, touch only those to whom you commit your life. Hunker down, and when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are all connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has come clear. So if you just pause for a moment and look at the people in the front line, our first responders, the people who work in our hospitals, how dependent we are on those at the moment. So today, I think of thinking that I'm independent and I don't need anyone. That's a ridiculous way of thinking. Do not reach out your hands, but reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise the world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, as long as we all shall live. Try to begin a whole new way of life and not go back to the old.